Since the 1930s, the Whitney Biennial in New York has been introducing artists like Georgia O'Keeffe and Jackson Pollock. Catching attention this year, 30 and 31-year-old Reese Ernst and Zachary Drucker. They met cute, as the saying goes. Reese was a young girl who saw Zachary in a bar and thought, if I ever did date boys, that's the kind of boy I'd date. Turns out Zachary was a young boy who didn't date girls. They did become a couple, not because they changed their minds, but because they changed their genders. Over 5 years, Zachary transitioned from male to female, Reese from female to male. And that journey, which may not be for all ears, is the subject of their photo exhibit at the Whitney. Reese Ernst and Zachary Drucker join us now from the NPR studios in New York. Zachary, you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Reese, you there as well?
Hello.
Hello to you. So it strikes me that all couples transition, you know, as they become a couple. As extraordinary as some people might think what you did is, does it also apply to couplehood?
I think the amazing thing about being a human is that we are transformative material and we change from one moment to the next, and that's a universal truth. Being transgender is a more visible sort of manifestation of that because we're literally changing the way that we present ourselves to the world. In the exhibition, there's one photograph that I think of as our perfect state of androgyny.
What's that? What does it look like?
Well, it's a waist-up kind of nude photo of us lying in bed together.
Oh, yeah. They're right at that X and that right in that intersection moment where we kind of, our bodies actually kind of look the same.
But over the course of time, you do, through hormone replacement therapy, Reese, if I'm getting this correctly, you become more male and,
that's right,
and Zachary more female.
What, yes, ma'am.
What was happening to you as a couple as this was happening?
Well, sadly, I hate to say this, but some of the stereotypes can be rooted in some reality. I think that testosterone does tend to make people a little bit more aggro and edgy, and there were moments when Zachary's estrogen levels were making her a little bit emotional, and sort of there was a little bit of a teenage moment for both of us.
Especially when you initiate hormone replacement therapy, your body is really being rewired. I mean, it feels like really haywire.
Well, and yeah. Zachary, you were just speaking, that brings to question all sorts of things people think they know about why they fall in love.
I think that that was what was really striking to us when we met and fell in love, that our experience really transcended ideas about finite categories of sexual preference and identity and gender identity, and it sort of just collapsed all that into just meaningless boxes. And I think that there's something actually hopefully very powerful about that that other people can relate to. And I think also that one of the great things about the transgender movement really getting momentum right now is that cisgender people, meaning non-transgender people, there's really an incredible lesson to be learned about gender freedom for everybody. No one needs to be fixed into a particular box. You can find yourself in the middle of a spectrum or somewhere, you know, two ticks from the left or the right, and there's limitless possibilities.
Neither of us had these sort of fixed ideas of who we saw ourselves paired with, and we still have a pretty flexible kind of conception of how we see ourselves and each other in the world. I think the way of the future, hopefully, is that none of us will be so defined by label or gender category or who we decide to partner with.
Well, it sounds both incredibly extraordinary and incredibly banal. We hear some of the pictures are as simple as one of you has a cold.
Yep.
The juicy details behind a transsexual love affair.
Yeah.
Involves shopping and housekeeping. And
one of the things I think that is often overlooked about a transgender experience is most transgender people have this feeling of a schism early in life, usually as early as 3, 4, 5. Some of, you know, my earliest memories are of this sort of schism, realizing that there was this sort of difference between how I felt about myself and how I was being treated or perceived by the outside world. When those two parts, you know, the way you feel inside and the way that you're perceived, start coming into alignment, there's this kind of fascination. And I think the photographs sort of chronicle this amazing crystallizing of an identity that we had always longed for.
You mean over the course of the pictures, like, you know, a butterfly or something, that person that you want to be perceived as is finally there in the pictures?
Yeah.
We're speaking with Zachary Drucker and Reese Ernst about their exhibit Relationship at the Whitney Biennial in New York. It tells of their dual gender transition in photos. You're listening to Here and Now. So what else might we see in this photo exhibit? We understand there's at least one picture of you side by side getting hormone treatment together. What else?
You know, one thing that I really love is there's a lot of photographs of us around some of our places of origin, our families' homes. There's a photo of me with Zachary's adorable nephew, Caius. There is a photo of the two of us watching the Tillamook Dairy Parade, which is the town where my mother grew up in Oregon. And we're sitting in matching sort of like camping chairs. That's in the banal couple category.
The first picture of us ever taken is in the exhibition. It's a really early photograph of us about 2 weeks after we met. It's a photograph of us in the mirror.
I think that, yeah, the photo exhibition does kind of ride a little bit of a line between what to us was day-to-day and sort of playing with banality as a sort of fun ingredient alongside the way in which we were approaching gender with looseness and play and fun.
Well, there's a film in addition to the pictures. It's called She Gone Rogue. We understand the idea is to illuminate moments in the history of transgender women. Tell us about that.
Reese and I made this film. It stars legendary queens and trans women, and my own parents are in it.
Wait, are your parents trans?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish. It's interesting because it sort of weaves in and out of quasi-reality.
I think gender is a journey, not a destination. And in our film, She Gone Rogue, we chose a sort of hero's journey as sort of a device to have Zachary's character meander through this dream world. And really, you know, it kind of speaks to this kind of metaphor of aging and a journey that we're all on and a journey in a trans body and what that looks like.
Well, what about your journey now? A lot of attention at the Whitney Biennial because the photos are great, but also because of the story they tell. And yet you've made it very clear, and we've spoken before speaking here, you don't want to be the transgender artist. But how do you avoid that since this topic is so now closely tied with your names and your project?
We certainly don't want to be tokenized as the transgender artists. And, of course, being defined by one's gender is always a little bit alienating. The work we make, the top layer is our trans identity, but there's all these layers underneath it that are maybe less kind of explored or talked about.
We're trying to make work for an audience in which we don't have to explain the sort of didactic 101 transgender thing. And we're sort of jumping to the next level conversation and hoping, we're trusting the audience that they can actually keep up with us. And so far, that's actually been the case.
Well, and because of all the people who've gone before.
That's right. We're certainly not the first transgender artist to be included in the Whitney Biennial.
One of my archetypes and role models, Greer Langton, was in the 1996 Whitney Biennial. She made marionettes and sculptures.
We're really honored to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah.
That's Zachary Drucker and Reese Ernst, artists behind the Relationship Series exhibit on display at the Whitney Museum of American Art's Biennial. To see some of the pictures, go to hereandnow.org. Zachary, Reese, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.
It's great to be with you.